Welcome to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer, unfriendly black hotties.
We're unfriendly today because Genuine has become the Ray J of the R&B supergroup TGT, Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank. I'm Nandi K.
And I'm Vance Go.
Feel free to have comments about that statement. I just saw that they had a reunion. Did you see this?
No, I was going to ask, what are you talking about?
Oh my God, you're not into the TGT lore. So years ago, R&B superstars, Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank formed an R&B group called TGT.
I know TGT.
Yeah. So, and if you might be familiar with the famous 5-hour energy debacle that they had on that morning TV show where Genuine, now fast forward, this is who Genuine is now. He was kind of doing what he's on right now in the bag, but Tyrese and Genuine didn't know the song. And it was a really crazy performance. Okay. They broke up because Tyrese thinks that he's bigger than the group. He was like, I got Fast and the Furious. I got millions on my name. Yes, this really happened. They broke up. That's also why his name is first, even though he's obviously not even close to the best in the group. Okay, anyway, it looks like recently Tank had a show and TGT reunited. So the video is Tank saying, Tyrese, you got to take it back. You got to take it all the way back. Sweet Lady starts playing. The crowd goes wild.
Understandable.
Genuine walks up, but in the back. He's wearing all white, though. He's wearing all white in the back. Tyrese starts singing. You know, he has the crowd singing. Genuine is out doing this dance. And if you have seen Genuine's legs as of late, well, they're not holding them up all the time. We can say that.
A little wobbly.
They're a little wobbly. They're a little thin. They're a little unstable.
Frail.
Yeah, but when he's on the ground, and he wants to bow them out. They're out wide. I've never seen a thigh gap this wide in my life. Anyway, he is like a talented Ray J. Like, that's how he behaves on stage, and I'm kind of here for it.
So, when you say Ray J, is Ray J dances like a crackhead? Or a baby?
Ray J is a crackhead?
Yeah,
I think I would maybe go with Ray J is a crackhead, but I mean, I don't know if Ray J be dancing, but it has Ray J energy, and I think it has, like, crackish energy.
Crackish, there it is.
Yeah.
So, he dances crackishly.
Mm-hmm. Extremely.
Every time I see him dance, he does look like a 7-year-old, like a little black kid that, you know, is like doing the
correct
greatest hits, but
correct,
uncoordinated.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And then did Tyrese finish the song?
Well, obviously the video cuts off.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's 2 minutes, but was Tyrese just going like, I mean, I guess you do ignore it and you just sing the song.
I sent it on Facebook Messenger just because it's so crazy. Even if you watch it on mute, I feel like the point gets across. It's truly, I saw it 2 days ago and I've just been like, have you seen this video, to everyone? Especially when I was getting ready for this episode, I was like, oh, it's because of Genuine. It's because of him.
Which is why I used to love Genuine. Listen,
he's done enough. This is like, he's done enough. This is just like Mariah Carey. You don't need to do any more. You've done enough.
Tyrese, I mean, it's not surprising he's the most delusional member.
I mean, we know he's delusional in general.
I told this story online a couple of years, maybe last year. Remember, I was in Kuwait for some reason. I was at the children's hospital cleaning out the basement. And there was a stack of posters that had Tyrese's name on it. It was Tyrese, and it was all signed. And I asked the lady at the hospital, my liaison, I was just like, hey, I thought it was funny. I was like, hey, what is this? And the lady was like, oh, yeah, Tyrese, this guy, Tyrese, he was vacationing in Kuwait. Because, you know, that nigga loved putting on a turban and going to the Middle East. So he was in Kuwait for some reason, and he was like, oh, I want to go like see the kids at the hospital, which, you know, commendable. So he comes to the hospital, and they're telling the Kuwaitis are telling the kids and their parents, like, oh yeah, Tyrese Gibson's coming. And they all go by surnames out there, so they're like Gibson. So apparently the family's parents, they thought that Mel Gibson was coming. So Tyrese gets there, of course, and the lady was saying that this man, he was a dad, he was hella disappointed because he thought that Mel Gibson, he got Tyrese black ass. So
Mel Tyrese Gibson would hate Tyrese.
Entertain for the kids. The kids don't know who the fuck he is. The parents thought it was Mel Gibson. So this nigga got like 100 posters in the basement at this. I screamed, and the lady did not know why I thought it was so funny, and I couldn't really explain it to her, but I was dying.
Yeah, it's hard to explain it. The lore is so deep. The lore is so deep at this point. It goes back so far, like, to explain how we got the Tyrese of today would just, it's like, how much time do you have?
Right. I wish he would have just stayed in the back of that bus.
Well...
Did we start the timer?
No, we didn't. I was just about to say that's a great segue.
We have 11 minutes and 15 seconds.
Oh, okay. The timer got started. So yes.
Oh no, I started the timer. Yeah, I am producing. I am you guys. Yes. Be talent. Be magic.
Thank you. Thank you for making it happen. Well, it is our first episode, and so we thought that this was a good opportunity to introduce ourselves and let you, all the listeners, get a taste of what you have to look forward to. Vance, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
All right. So my name is Vance Go. That's spelled like G-O-W-E, you know, but it's Go. And what do I do? I'm a figment of y'all's imagination. Like, basically, I'm just like a wild internet nigga. Like, if nigga consciousness on the internet gained sentience, that's kind of how I feel. Like, the space I occupy. In real life, I mean, I like to do community and things like that. I like to cook. I like community. I like to say wild shit. That's who Vance Go is. Vance Go is just a, you know, fun time.
AKA the Jive Turkey. I feel like the Jive Turkey is really like who you are, a myth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we?
An enigma.
Do we?
That's our moment right there.
Dictionary, yes.
Yeah, that's our dictionary entry, the Jive Turkey, about the Jive Turkey.
All right, we'll insert it here. The Jive Turkey, mythological being that shows up. Typically a little late, often empty-handed, shows love to the cool relatives and babies, and leaves with at least one to go play. Leave a bowl of Hennessy out for the Jive Turkey, and he'll bless your home.
Well, I'm not DK. I wouldn't call myself an internet personality. I would just call myself a personality all around. I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I love to talk. And I love to read, more importantly, which is a lost art. And I'm excited to be doing a podcast with a friend of mine who reads.
Period. I like to read people and books.
That's true. You don't read people that much, though. Like, you're kind of
nice. I
don't.
I like to give a like kind of sidey, like quick little barbs and digs more so than like going in. Yeah, fair. That's true.
That's yeah, true. That's fair. I'm like, you are good at it. It's not that you're not good at it. It's just that you don't do it. I think I would love to see you be reading bitches down. But then maybe you would be too powerful. I don't know.
Yeah, I try to use my powers for good. Like, I'd rather keep it ha ha he he. You know, I'd rather keep it light. But some people do deserve to be like just drug. Just, is it drug or drag?
Both.
You know what I mean, though. Y'all know what I mean.
Some people, I'm like, just, I don't know what I'm like. I do like to bring down the mood. I say this, today is my fourth day on Zoloft. So who knows? Anything could happen, folks. That could change. Maybe SSRIs will heal me. It's possible. Anything is possible. But I do like to bring down the mood, because I feel like as much as I like to play, and I do love to play, everyone knows I love to kiki, I love to laugh. And also, you know, the Bible says for everything there is a time. And sometimes it's time to be fucking serious. And I'm like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Hey, do you have a second so we can chat?
Terrorism.
Can I pull you to the side?
Terrorism. It's a Mr. Krabs meme, you know, just the world spot. Oh no.
Yeah, but I'm a confrontational. That's what it is. I'm confrontational. I don't like to bring the mood down. I'm confrontational. And sometimes the mood be too up and shit ain't up. That shit ain't nothing sweet, nigga.
And it's, you know, it's definitely giving parent when the house is too happy and it's not clean and it's like, oh no, I need to remind you all that.
No, it's not like that. I like happiness. No. The two dishes are the same. No.
There are two dishes out there.
But if you have not cleaned the bathroom in 4 weeks, like, we're not gonna be.
And you're doing the heel toe in the living room.
I'm like, you're in here having a dance party and right. I can't use my own bathroom. No.
You just did a backflip. In the bathroom mirror got toothpaste.
It's like, what you mean you took up tumbling?
Right. In my living room, on my couch.
It's like, you better take up this goddamn Dyson, bitch.
Right. Scrubber. What is it? Toilet scrubber.
A little Mr. Lysol. Clean.
Lysol wipes.
Bitch, before you erase get Lysol. It.
Right, I'm about to erase you.
Bitch. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's too much. It is.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, I feel like we like to play. We have a fun time playing.
Yeah. No, I've
been wanting to do this podcast for a while, too, so I'm happy to be here.
So many iterations of podcasts. We had the Anime Blacks?
We tried Anime Blacks. To even say we had it is being very generous.
We recorded some stuff. We might have to release it from the vault.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure. I'll have to check and see if I have those episodes. I don't know. I'll have to see if I might have them in my Google Drive, but I don't even know. Yeah, it's hard to find, like, the right format. What happened? Wait, hold on. Did you say what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
No, let's back up. Well, what I would say is that we had a standing calendar invite, but you often did not act like there was a standing calendar invite. I would say the reason that tracks as well. I would say that the reason that it didn't, you know, work out is because, you know, you're flaky.
And with that, five minutes.
Oh, thank you so much, faceless benefactor audio person,
Mr. Havisham.
Wait, okay, so. We moving on. We have not even.
Moving on. Interesting. Moving on. Interesting. Interesting. No accountability.
We haven't even talked about the description, the synopsis.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Of the podcast. I mean, this is it. I mean, honestly, this is it. Like, the nameless benefactor being like, hurry it up. Somebody's getting dragged here for some reason. But we're moving it.
Yeah, and usually we would have, like, you know, a topic, maybe like our nameless our nameless faceless producer, who's not nameless or faceless.
they have might, a face you know,
moderate for us, you know. And maybe you might hear something like this. I think we both have some cult experience. I feel like mine is more recent. I feel like I ended up in cults even later in life. But, you know, I think our cults are kind of similar pipelines.
So I barely know, like, I know a little bit about your cult, but I feel like I didn't watch the documentaries.
Smart.
It's well documented that my cult is Jehovah Witness. And I have complicated feelings about it because I don't feel like it's the worst cult, but it's a cult. Like, it's
kind of joyless, though. I feel like it's pretty bad because there's no holidays. Like, well, that don't feel like extra oppressive.
Well, I
<you're>, just saying. It's like I'm you can't laughing. Celebrate your birthday.
So I'm laughing because I feel like I'm defending it. And I'm just like, put it like this. If you grew up not getting a thing, you don't care that you're not getting it. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
sure.
As a kid, if you're not celebrating your birthday, you're like, ooh, like, okay. And then, like, your parents are literally telling you your birthday don't matter. And you're like, yeah, that's true. And I mean, as I'm saying it out loud, I can feel how that is.
But what about when you like went to school? Because when I was in elementary school, I had a friend's school named Francis, and Francis was Jehovah's Witness. And whenever it was somebody's birthday, Francis couldn't even participate. Like, he wasn't even allowed to eat no cake or nothing. Like, it was his parents, not like the school. Of course we wanted to sneak and include him, but it was like he was a strict Jehovah's Witness. So like when you were at school, did you participate in other kids' birthdays?
Well, yeah, so we were fake. I feel like we were fake Jehovah's Witnesses. Like my mom always say we was reservists because like on the weekends we would do it.
Not reservists and Jehovah's Witness. Wow, so you are in a second cult when you put it that way.
Like I was a Jehovah's Witness reservist, so like my mom was like fake, right? So because she was fake, we was fake because we doing what she doing. So we spent a lot of time with my grandparents, which is why we have the beliefs, because they wasn't playing that shit. Like my grandma called what's his name, the white man that runs Christmas,
Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa. she called him ho ho.
But that's just a little bit of what we have in store, and we're looking forward to spending more time with you. Who is today's episode? Vance, who is today's
episode? Oh my God.
It's okay, we can cut it. I started.
We're going to redact it. We're going to redact it later.
Hold on. Vance, who's today's episode sponsored by?
So today we are sponsored by Ash Be Gone, a spicy pocket-sized eye lubricant to get rid of the ashes.
A big thanks to our audio producer and Adonis, Aaron Ram Freeman.
And I'm Vance Go, and I can be found in your Melly dreams selling cheese slices.
Wild. And I'm Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at Nandi K, NandiKayY.
Right Quick is a podcast for They Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Gow. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Audio production by Aaron Rand Freeman. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt.